Chapter 4. She did not move. She held the smooth brown wooden bowl with both hands tight against her body, just under her breast, crinkling the pinafore into shadow. She was very dark, and her eyes, big and bright and black, did not move either. She held them level against the sun. "I'm English," he said. Once again it was all he could remember to say. Once again it seemed very foolish and pantomimic, not at all what he had wanted to say. She did not speak, and he was struck in an extraordinary way by her silence and her motionless. There was nothing passive about them. They were strong and definite, and he knew that she was not afraid. "Can you help, please?" he said. "Please."
"Only you?" she said.
"Oh, no," he said. "No. There are five of us."
"Where?"
"In the vines." He waved his hand towards the hill.
"I wondered why the dog cried in the night," she said.
She said it quite calmly, as if she had always expected it. She did not even look up the hill. She clasped the bowl tight to her chest and kept her eyes levelly fixed at him.
"You had better call them down," she said.
"Is it all right?" he said.
"Yes," she said. "It is all right."
He knew the four sergeants were watching from the vines. He turned and waved his hand, not shouting, and in a second or two he saw the four flying jackets on the path coming down from the terraces. "Is this occupied territory?" he said to the girl.
"It is occupied," she said.
"Are you glad?"
"I'm very glad."
"Have you heard about us?"
"A lot."
"Then I'm glad too," she said. "And where is this?" he said.
"This? It is in occupied France."
"Oh yes, but what place?"
"Your friends are coming," she said.
The four sergeants came down past the fruit trees to where Franklin and the girl were standing.
"Bonjour,"
O'Connor said. The girl smiled. O'Connor grinned, and Franklin saw the four of them as a stranger might see them, tired-eyed and unshaven and embarrassed, and he said,
"It's all right. It's okay."
"You had better come in," the girl said. Franklin began to walk ahead with her down the slope towards the mill. The path widened and became a stone-slabbed cartway that went between the big stone mill on the...